Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.
Because we know your barn smells like money. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
What a wonderful day on the UW-Madison campus yesterday for the annual Ag Outlook Forum. It was all about what is smart climate and what is agriculture going to be called on to do when it comes to smart climate practices. We heard from people in-state, out-of-state. We heard about what's happening on the farm, what's happening with research, what's happening with industry engagement. It was a very good day. Now, listen, we're not going to be able to get all those conversations on this morning, but I do want you to know that our team is going to be posting their conversations via our podcast at MidwestFarmReport.com starting a little bit later today. Kind of keeping that theme of smart climate this morning, she's an early riser like I am, Shelley Meyer, Executive Director of the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, is going to join us live this morning, talk a little bit about their carbon conference that's coming up January 31st, already next week in Madison, encouraging dairy producers, dairy industry leaders to engage in the process now before opportunity and regulation pass you by. Shelley coming up this morning. All right, weather-wise for today, what's coming up? Snow showers in the forecast. Good 80% chance we'll see precipitation today. Daytime highs only to 31. Tomorrow, same situation. A little bit of a chance of snow and 28. Friday, 60% chance of snow, 34 degrees. And then we're back in the teens on the weekend. Stumacher, ag meteorologist, joins us with those details coming up.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Join the fabulous farm babe, Pam Youngke, along with Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2023 Corn Soy Expo. It's February 2nd and 3rd at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Pam will be broadcasting on Thursday with Compere Financial at booth 409 and Friday from the Wisconsin Soybean Board booth, number 701. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
I'm sure you've heard the phrase farm to table or the local food movement. Well, now there's a chance for students to earn a technical degree and start a career in growing food for local consumption. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. North Central Technical College has actually seen a growing need for that type of knowledge, and that's why they've started a garden-to-market specialist program. Trevor Frank is teaching this new program, and Greg Krzyzewski is the dean of the School of Agriculture, and they're teaming up today to tell me why there's such a high demand for specialists in local food production. Greg starts us off explaining what a garden-to-market specialist does.
So the garden-to-market specialist is really looking at kind of that urban farming or that small farm crop production. That's really what our people are going to be coming out of this, going to be expected to do. Our garden-to-market specialist is just a much better name for it because really nothing we do here in Wisconsin could be said as urban. And small farm farming doesn't really send the message that we want, but the garden-to-market specialist, somebody who's going to come in and be prepared to grow many different types of crops and be prepared to take those to market and turn a profit and create a business plan out of this is really what our students are going to be able to do.
So how did the idea to start a program that focuses on this as a career path, how did that even come about?
We take all of the direction from our people in our community, advisory committee members, people reaching out to us. But definitely as we started to see things prior to COVID, we started to see more people focusing on getting their food locally, locally grown food. And then especially through COVID, once we started seeing a lot of the transportation issues, and obviously transportation is still in need of workers to truck things all over the country, we're starting to see a larger focus on people growing things and selling them and people buying them here locally to eliminate all that transportation need.
That's Greg Krzyzewski, the Dean of the School of Agricultural Science, Utilities, and Transportation at North Central Technical College. Trevor Frank is also along with us. He's the instructor for the Garden to Market Specialist Program. And Trevor, why don't you tell us about the coursework for this technical degree? I understand it's a pretty hands-on program.
So the Garden to Market Specialist Program is a spring start program for us, and students will be able to follow the life cycle of the plant. We do have a working campus farm here at NTC, so students will be in the classroom, but also, you know, in our greenhouse facility or out in the field, out in the garden spaces, actually doing hands-on work and learning through visual hands-on type of experiences. And the coursework itself is, we're offering a wide variety of courses. We have everything from designing and timing your garden to container gardening, to greenhouse operations. We have a merchandising produce applications and greenhouse business management class. So as Greg alluded to, the classes are really geared towards students learning how to grow vegetables and other crops, specialty crops, and then running a business. Maybe it's a greenhouse or their own farm stand.
Are the students enrolling in this program, do they have farm background? How much agriculture experience do they already have?
It really varies. We are seeing less and less students coming to us that are from farms, but we are definitely excited whenever we do get a student who is from a farm. But we are seeing more and more people come just with that interest for agriculture, that drive, that want to be working in agriculture, but maybe don't have 100 acres that is going to be available to them to buy or anything like that. So that's where this program really fits a great niche, because you can still be highly involved in agriculture, but just at a smaller scale and still make a great living off of that.
Speaking of, what do you anticipate students will do with this training? What do career pathways look like as a garden to market specialist?
Through the courses that we offer in the Garden to Market Specialist Program, we anticipate that our students may choose a variety of career paths, but the probably first and foremost one would be garden marketing. So whether they want to work with an existing farm that's already doing this sort of thing, or they want to start their own operation, they could also work in an orchard or a vineyard. They could work in a greenhouse or start their own greenhouse business. We do offer several greenhouse classes in this program. So any sort of jobs that are in the field of horticulture or even getting into crop science as well would be what we would anticipate students getting out into the workforce and doing.
Courses are slated to start at the end of the month, but as enrollment numbers come in, how do the numbers look so far?
So right now, it's a new program, and typically when our new programs start, the first year is a little smaller because we're trying to get the word out about this, but our program can take up to 17 students, and right now we have a handful of students coming in. We'll run the classes for sure, so we're excited about that, getting it out and open, and really that helps us, that first group, as we go through it, to be just really attentive to their needs and everything. But we expect this to continue to grow and to build in the future and add more sections as we go on.
It's a very niche program, and I imagine it's pretty unique, too. Is there anything else like it in the state?
You're exactly right. We do feel that this program is unique. Again, one of the things that makes the experience unique for students is that we do have a working campus farm here, and so students will be actually outside the classroom learning, and they'll follow the life cycle of the plant with the spring start. So we do feel it's pretty unique. There are other programs in technical colleges that have certificates or diplomas that get close to this, a little bit horticulture related, but the Garden to Market Specialist Program is definitely unique for us.
I want to zoom out now and talk about the School of Agricultural Science as a whole. What is the appetite for ag classes amongst students?
We're still seeing the same consistent number of students coming for our programs. We're not growing or we're not shrinking. That's really good, because I think we're seeing a lot less of our high schools in our district. They're seeing maybe smaller class sizes that are graduating. And the fact that we're holding our own as far as the student enrollment tells me that we're actually doing really good at this time. And especially with the economy being what it is, We're still seeing a lot of students coming here looking to better themselves by getting a degree in one of our many programs to go out and work in the agriculture industry. And our industry is definitely looking for our student graduates. So they're here continually working with us through job fairs and other opportunities to get in touch with our graduates and hire them. And our graduates are doing really well economically, for sure.
I think we would have laughed at the idea of a garden-to-market specialist 10 or 15 years ago. But today, it makes a whole lot of sense because of what we're seeing in the marketplace and consumer trends. I want to ask what else you've noticed that's changing in the ag industry that has NTC adjusting its classes or even its degree programs.
So we've definitely seen a big push for technology. Everybody's looking for data, how to make sure they can make their margins work and still earn a profit, as you know, everything, you know, inputs and stuff like that are getting a lot more expensive. And so that's where really the college has always tried to try and stay in front of that. So we've had a milking robot here for 11 years. We just upgraded here a little bit ago and changed our milking robot. We feed through a robot, and then we even have little manure Roombas, we call them, that run around after our cows and clean up in the barn. So staying in front of that technology and getting students comfortable with the technology, especially as we're seeing the price of some of that technology coming down, more and more farms are going into the robotic milking, more robotic feed pushers, or ours mixes and does everything for it. That technology is really a huge focus of what we're trying to do and how do we stay in front of that, so the people in our industry can come see it here locally and see how we implement that in our farm.
We talk so much about the workforce strains on farms and agribusinesses, but what about the folks teaching that next pipeline of workers? Greg, how is NTC doing on staff?
So we just posted for one position. We had a guy who had been here for 10 years retire, and now we have a new person come in. We did have a few applicants. They were all very qualified applicants, and so we're super excited about that. It did not seem like we were really short of people applying for that right now. In the past, sometimes we had seen a struggle of getting people, but I think maybe it's either people are more aware of what we do as a technical college system, or maybe people are just ready for a change in their current roles, but we haven't had an issue attracting people to the college.
Two gentlemen joining us from North Central Technical College. Greg Krzyzewski is the Dean of the School of Agricultural Science, Utilities, and Transportation, giving us an overview of industry trends that led to the development of the new Garden to Market Specialist Program. And instructor Trevor Frank with some of the details of what the new technical degree coursework entails. Again, if you'd like to pursue a career in the local food system, this just might be the path for you. Classes start at the end of January. Get a hold of the enrollment office at ntc.edu. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
The nightmare of working with some contractors is much like being on a bad date. They take forever to return your call. When they do show up, they leave your house a mess, and then they throw in weird surprises.
Swipe left.
Actuate Improvement is a full-service design and remodeling company who does return your calls, leaves your property clean, and never any awkward surprises.
Swipe right, and let's get the conversation started with a complimentary estimate. ActuateLLC.com. Design. Create. Actuate.
Hi, I'm Emmitt Smith, Pro Football Hall of Famer and three-time champion. Trust me, I know about joint pain.
Pro Football's all-time leading rusher, Emmitt Smith, talks about chronic joint pain and exciting new regenerative treatments from QC Kinetics.
I know what it's like to fight through pain, but now, you and I, we have help. QC Kinetics.
QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in advanced, all-natural regenerative medicine that can give you lasting relief with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Do you suffer with constant pain from arthritis or injury? Pain in your knees, hips, shoulders, or lower back? Don't assume steroids, pain meds, and surgery are your only options. Regenerative, restorative, natural solutions are now available.
Don't let your joint pain keep you from doing the things you love.
Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation and learn how regenerative medicine can repair and restore damaged joint tissue.
Make the call to QC Kinetics. Tell them Emmitt Smith sent you.
Call QC Kinetics, 608-319-1750. That's 608-319-1750. 608-319-1750.
Create the floors you love this season with DIY and budget-friendly flooring from Wiseway. With Wiseway Flooring's direction, you'll only need to be moderately handy to accomplish brand new floors.
I'm Mike Yenser at Wiseway Flooring, inviting you to visit our showroom in Watertown, Lake Mills, and Econimwalk.
See how our do-it-yourself products might be the right thing for you.
Commercial or residential, the Wise have it. Log on to ineedflooringnow.com.
Hang on to your tractors. Here's another update. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Oh, goodness. And here we go off on a Wednesday, halfway through the week, and it looks like our weather changing just a little bit as far as temperatures are concerned. So now, not necessarily the Madison area, Stumach, but it sounds like southeast Wisconsin, where most of the snow is going to come today, or what do you see?
Yeah, and it's just not going to be all that much either, but there is a winter weather advisory in effect already. Runs till 3 this evening at Rock County, 6 p.m. as you head further east, Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Walworth, all in that area. That's not a major storm coming our way. The storm, the big power of it, is quite a bit further off to our south. You look down at the weather map this morning to see that low down around the western parts of Tennessee, and it is, of course, going to head almost north and northeast up toward Ohio. The weather radar tells a whole different story, with rain from eastern Kentucky and Tennessee and further south all the way down into Alabama and Georgia, and snow that extends all the way from Illinois and Indiana and Ohio up into lower Michigan, scattering into southern Wisconsin as well, and up into the central part of the state. We do see some snowfall around this morning, so we're not out of the woods. I think all of us see a little light snow around during the day today. It could linger into the night or even into early tomorrow. With that low just that close to our southeast, I expect we're in for some snow. Maybe an inch for most of us. Southeast Wisconsin could see an inch or maybe two. The lakeshore could see a little extra snow as well. But that's going to be about the extent of the snow event here. But that's a pretty big storm, and it's not moving that quickly. So that light snow lingers on for today, tonight, and into Thursday. Then an Alberta Clipper is going to drop in, a renewed little burst of snow as we head through Friday, and then a burst of cold air as we start into the weekend. I'm talking about daytime highs. It'll only be in the teens on Saturday, low teens, and maybe just double digits as we look towards Sunday or Monday. I'll have forecast details right after this.
So this time of the year, things kind of get blah. It's not just the weather. It's a lot of our activities. Just not real exciting. So I headed to Bavaria Sausage to see if I could liven things up a bit. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke here for Judy and the crew at Bavaria Sausage. Now remember, you can shop online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. BavariaSausage.com. Check out their Facebook page or visit the retail location Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. That's what I did. I always go in and buy brats, but I thought I'd take a look around. Try something new, Youngke. Maybe some sweets. And that's exactly what I did. The thing is, everything in the store and online is authentic. Old world flavor. In fact, one of the gentlemen that was at the counter was speaking German when I walked into the store. You can't get more authentic than that. So if you've got questions about any of the products that you see in the store or online, just go ahead and ask. Judy and the crew, happy to answer. BavariaSausage.com.
Ready, Stu, let's have some more of the details. It sounds like it's going to get downright cold in the next couple of days, huh?
Oh, yeah, the weekend's going to open your eyes. Our Compure Financial Ag Weather Update is for cloudy skies and some light snow developing today statewide. Low 30s, 32, 33 degrees, about the best we'll do. Northeast and north winds will be at around 5 to 10. Cloudy skies, still some snow tonight on the light side. We drop back down in the mid-20s. The north winds 5 to 10. A little light snow early tomorrow, still a cloudy day and kind of cooler, upper 20s with the north winds at 5 to 10. That little clipper builds in Friday. I expect a cloudy day, gets more windy, and there'll be some snow, maybe an inch or so at most, but temps above freezing, 33, 34 degrees. South winds become west, 10 to 20, could gust to 35 on Friday. That ushers in that cold air where all of a sudden on Saturday, Pam, we're in the teens. We're in the low teens Sunday, and I'd say 10 or 11 degrees on Monday. There's your cold air, even below zero nighttime lows early next week.
That hurts. All right, buddy. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks.
All right, see ya.
Stu Muckauer, ag meteorologist with your Compure Financial ag weather update on a Wednesday. Compure Financial, there for rural living or whatever you need in agriculture. Go to compure.com, find an office near you.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
When you need accurate insights to make informed decisions on your dairy, you need Affy Milk. With Affy Milk, you can know what's happening with your cows, when there's a problem, and when used with Affy Farm Herd Management Software, they can even help identify what the problem is, which helps you manage it quicker. From analyzing components to finding sick cows, rely on Affy Milk solutions to help you increase performance and profitability. Learn more at affymilk.com.
That squeal you're hearing while you come to a stop, that's your brakes crying for help. At Tom's Auto Center, we offer 5-star brake repair on all makes and models. Stop by for a brake fluid and brake inspection. If your brakes are talking to you or screaming for help, we'll diagnose it and give you a written estimate.
We want you to be able to trust your brakes.
Tom's Auto Center, here to get her fixed, get her done, to get you going, guys.
Off Highway 51 in McFarland, a stone's throw from McDonald's.
Pest control? You've got a guy for that. Car repairs? You probably have a guy for that as well. For someone to custom design a unique piece of jewelry for you, or help your current pieces look sparkling fresh, that needs to be William Thomas Custom Jewelry. Affordable and local. William Thomas Custom Jewelry will help you create a desirable, one-of-a-kind piece that you'll be proud to wear for years to come.
William Thomas Custom Jewelry. Your inspiration, your custom jeweler.
Huh. Nice. Hardwood floor. Or is it? Sounds like a floor. It's not squishy. That's good. Floors aren't supposed to squish. Goes wall to wall, like good floors do. And I'm walking all over it. Usually, a dead giveaway that it's a floor. But it's not a floor. This is a mattress. Charlie Heidel's for 52 days. People like Charlie are scattered all across Dane County. And because the need is there, so are we. This year, we'll supply nearly $400,000 in bedding, furniture, clothing, and household items to people like Charlie. Just one part of the more than $1.4 million in food, shelter, and other goods and services we provide. We're St. Vincent de Paul, helping our neighbors in need.
I'll be here to hear what's on your mind.
Kids want to share what's going on in their lives with the adults around them. Parents, grandparents, teachers, coaches, and more. They want to know you're listening, and they want to listen to you. They want your input and guidance, early and often, on all kinds of topics. When it comes to a serious subject like underage drinking, they want to know your expectations, as well as how and why, as a young person, they should avoid alcohol. How you talk about it will change as your child grows. But the important thing is to talk about it. Not just once for an hour when you think the time is right, but in 60 one-minute conversations and more that are part of your everyday talks. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When you need me, I'll be by your side.
You know when you've really made it? When you finally have your own place and you can decorate it the way you want. Your Aunt Betty used to sleep on that old couch. It's time to turn drab into fab with Lazy Luxury from Lazy Boy Furnishings and Decor. That chair, it belonged to the dog. Time to start styling.
Lazy decorators love Lazy Boy. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Madison, East Springs Drive near East Town Mall.
This is Matt Gunderson, and this is Elmer, our canine cuddle ambassador, here to provide good-natured, loving, fuzzy support to further our level of personal care. Someday you might meet Elmer, as we assist you with an individual life celebration.
Let our family help your family.
Visit GundersonFH.com. Over 100 years as your hometown life celebration center.
Tom Spitz and David Fink of Settlers Bank, your local independent bank.
We're the premier provider of commercial, treasury, mortgage, and private banking services.
Our team blends experience with the latest technology to make banking easier.
We provide the advice and solutions you need.
To learn more, stop by or visit SettlersWI.com.
Settlers Bank, timely decisions, people you know.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wisconsin basketball in the final minutes of games. Do they not have a legit guy that can take over? Like, I know Chucky Hepburn thinks he's that guy. Maybe it's just, you know, recency bias for me. But can this dude, like, when's the last time he hit a big shot? I feel like it's been a while.
I mean, he's hit quite a few big shots this year. But, I mean, if you talk about end-of-game stuff, he's done more of his damage on defense with steals and that type of thing.
Yeah.
The Purdue game last year, hit a rather big one last year.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
We knew this. They don't have that guy. They don't have a Johnny Davis. They don't have that guy they can turn to. And I'm not. I think Chucky is a clutch player. He hasn't played like it, obviously, shooting wise, all the time. But
yeah, defensively, you're right, though.
Yeah, I mean he gets it done there. Look, we talked all year about how small their margin is because they are not extremely talented and they play all these close games. They've missed Tyler Wall for three games, lost them all. They lose Max Klesmit, and he would have obviously played a significant role in especially on defense against some of Northwestern's guys last night. So, yeah, I mean, but it comes down to hitting shots, right?
Oh, totally.
It comes down to making your free throws and hitting shots late. When you miss 10 of your last 11, I think we had one of the last 10, and then you shoot what you did at the free throw line, you're going to lose games in close games, especially when the other team, you know, it's not like Northwestern hit shots, but they hit their free throws. That was the difference in the game.
This is what is so perplexing to me about Wisconsin basketball, especially this season when it's, you know, it's all about close games. Why is it, and then this is an open-ended answer. I don't think anyone can ever figure this out. Why is it like you can take Kansas to the wire? You know, you can take like a Marquette team down. You can take, you know, insert good team. Why is it then like the level of competition? Then you play against someone who's lesser and you still got to bite your nails, like the Wisconsin versus Minnesota, for example. Is like, are they a good team or aren't they a good team? Why is it every single game it's down to the wire, depending on no matter how good or bad the team is?
Because they don't have great talent.
How can you hang with like a Kansas then?
Because they play the defense can lock teams up. Like defense is a great equalizer, and they were actually hitting some shots that day, and yet their defense was still. I mean, their inability to grab a rebound cost them in that game. It comes down to making plays at the end, and in a majority of games this year they've done it, and in some games like last night, and like against Michigan State, they didn't. Their margin for victory is just so small. The Big Ten is kind of like that, but I don't want to say it's simple, but they are going to play a ton of close games because they're not talented. They're just not overly, they don't have that guy that can take them to another level. So they're going to be playing so many close games, and it comes down to the end, and sometimes they make the plays and sometimes they don't. And last night, I have no doubt that if Tyler Wall plays in those three games, they probably win one of them, at least one of them. Mm-hmm. And I have no doubt that if Max Klesmit was playing last night, they win that game.
Okay, is it really just because they're thin? Is it like they're not a deep team?
Extremely.
So just losing one guy like a Klesmit, and then all of a sudden you're in disarray?
Yes. Well, I don't know about disarray. They were right there.
Well,
right? They had a shot to win it.
Offensively, yeah, they're in disarray at the end. Like, that was terrible.
It makes a significant difference when you are a thin team bench-wise, and you don't really have anybody you can bring off the bench to help you last night. I mean, Jordan Davis was great to start and ended up with 15 points, but you would have liked that coming off the bench. Instead, he's playing – you don't have anything coming off the bench. You got a little bit from Kamari and McGee, but otherwise their bench hasn't been nearly good enough. And when you lose a Tyler Wall or you lose a Max Klesmit, it gets even shorter.
Yeah, and I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but it's being reported now that Max Klesmit not likely to play Wednesday against Maryland.
And do you know what's up with his, like, did he get his brain splattered or something? You know what's up?
Well, so obviously we know.
I know he took a hard
saw, right?
Elbow. Yeah.
We know what we saw with the blood and all that stuff. What happens? What is the possibility of something else happening when you get hit in the head? What's the other thing that can happen?
Concussion.
Okay. So, I don't know that to be the case, but
you forget your name. Get amnesia.
It feels like that's the case. Because otherwise,
they don't have to say anything though, right? Like they don't have to.
No, that's why they're calling it an upper body injury. Like we all saw where he got hit. We all saw what happened. So like Max is a tough kid.
You bet she thinks your tractor's sexy. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You want to talk sexy? What's really sexy in agriculture these days? What's happening as far as climate-friendly production practices on our modern dairy operations, really all farms, and what it's turning into as far as commercial possibilities, not just for the farm, but for their agribusiness partners. Big theme yesterday at the UW Ag Outlook Forum on the UW-Madison campus. In fact, we had a special visitor that joined us. More details on that coming up. And kind of keeping that theme of climate-friendly production agriculture, Shelley Meyer, Executive Director of the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin's an early riser, and she's going to join us talking about next week's carbon conference that they're hosting in Madison, trying to encourage all producers to get ahead on the conversation when it comes to energy smart practices. Stick around, that's all coming up. So today is the 25th day of January. Let's see, thinking about smart climate. On this day in 1977, the world's first solar-powered plant is opened. It was a solar furnace in France, considered the first power plant providing alternative energy. On this day back in 1977. On this day in 1947, the very first arcade game was patented. It happened basically because of the creation of the cathode ray tube that's used for all the flashing lights in that device. First arcade game back in 1947. First Winter Olympics started on this day back in 1924. Happy birthday to singer-songwriter Alicia Keys, 42 years young today. And now you know. It is a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES group.com. Great website. All the information you can ever imagine about whatever you're looking for. And don't forget, if you want to talk to them directly, maybe you're a little uncertain about doing business on the web, happy to talk to you. 800-726-8609. And as usual, our friend Ashley Hewen from the Steffes Group is along with us. You know, Ashley, I want to go back to something that we've talked about previously. The difference between the Steffes Group and how many other auctions transpire. I mean, we were kind of kidding that we talk a lot about that fantastic website, steffesgroup.com, but it's still about the people. And you really can't call an auction unless you're physically going to be at that location. And that's where the Steffes Group started and remains focused, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, we've been in business since 1960, and, you know, our bread and butter, so to say, is the on-site farm auction. And in a world where everybody takes for granted how easy it is to bid online and a lot of auction companies trying to save money or whatnot, just doing online-only stuff, Steffes still has three semi-rigs driving the country doing on-site farm auctions.
And all the prep that goes into good presentation. You can't do that just on the web. And the other thing about some of the other auction houses that are out there, explain how their, I don't want to say their structure, but the people that you see out in the countryside might kind of just be working on commission. Explain a little bit more on that for me, would you?
Yeah, you know, we're client first. I mean, that's how Steffes Group operates. Every decision that we make as a group, it's always what's in the best interest of our client. We represent sellers. We don't represent buyers. That becomes even more important when you're talking on the real estate side of things because everything has to be in writing. And so we're working to try and get the most money we can and advertise in a way that exposes to a world market, sort of say. And, you know, that's why we're seeing better prices. And that's basically, in a nutshell, what separates us from the competition.
Well, and all your staff is just that, paid staff. It's not like they're They are only going to get a paycheck if they sign somebody up.
No, no. You know, we've got departments, you know, so you're going to see a salesperson come out to your farm that knows equipment, or they know farm real estate, and we're going to talk specifically about that. We have a whole auction coordinator group that comes out and actually takes pictures, does the washing, does the lineup, descriptions, that kind of thing. And, of course, our advertising, second to none. That's why we're talking to you, because they haven't figured out to find all the buyers that are searching for that specific piece on the Internet. And they're not just, you know, it's not just throwing a sale bill out there with a list of things that are for sale. It's actually marketing each piece individually.
Yeah, that's what I find amazing, especially when you look at the volume of equipment, real estate, what have you, that the Steffes Group will handle in a given year. And speaking of which, January is a very busy month for you guys, Ashley. I know, regardless of weather, your folks keep on bringing it. Tell me a little bit more about that catalog that's coming up.
Well, that's right. You know, we're putting auctions on the book every day as we speak here. And through the end of the month, whatever is booked is going to make it into the spring catalog that comes out the end of February, early March. So we're excited about that. We've got a lot of nice farm sales coming up, equipment and real estate, so it's going to be a busy spring again.
Well, and the other thing that I think is interesting, you don't have to pay for that catalog. If you're somebody interested, you just go to steffesgroup.com and you can download it when it's ready. And the other thing is, a lot of the information you guys generate at the Steffes Group, Ashley, other auction firms, other people that are in the business use as their benchmark information.
Yeah, they really do. So, you know, they use our price app and all that. And that's fine. That way you can compare us to everybody else and how things are selling. And that's why we can show that we provide that extra value.
Happy to be at the top of the heap. That's our friend Ashley Hewen from the Steffes Group. And again, folks, like I said, check it out for yourself. Jump online. steffesgroup.com, S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com. And like we said, happy to kick it old school and talk to you on the phone, any one of their trained professionals. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewen and the Steffes Group.
Focus on your farm in 2023 with Focus on Energy.
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades on your farm, helping you save money on your utility bills for years to come.
Get started today by contacting your energy advisor. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, helping farmers save since 2001.
At Compeer Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
One of the guests we welcomed yesterday at the UW Ag Outlook Forum was the brand new chancellor on the UW-Madison campus, Jennifer Mnookin. Although she does not come from an agriculture background, doesn't know much about Wisconsin agriculture, she told our own Stephanie Hoff that she's working very hard to catch up.
That's exactly right. I've learned a lot. I still have more to learn, and it's also been incredibly interesting and fun, frankly. I've gotten to do everything from hold a piglet at a state fair to go into my first cranberry marsh, and I've also gotten to meet a number of growers and see some of our agricultural research stations and worked. I've begun to understand just how important agriculture is to this state and just how much this university contributes to partnerships that help us thrive.
Very nice, and warm greetings from Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin. She was on campus with us yesterday at the UW Ag Outlook Forum. All right, let's take a look at what's happening with the markets on a Wednesday morning. I'll tell you what, we're a little bit mixed this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down more than 200 points. December corn is up a penny right now at 592. November beans are down 4 at 1334. The wheat for July, that's up 8.5 currently, 753 a bushel. As far as the dairy complex, yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese dropped a half a cent down to 166.5. 40-pound block cheese down a quarter at 198 and three quarters. Double A butter down a penny and a half, $2.26¾. Right now, February milk down a dime at $18.51. March milk up eight, $18.29 a hundredweight. Up next, she's an early riser like me, Shelley Meyer, going to join us from Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, keeping that smart climate carbon credit conversation going. Next week, they're hosting a conference. She'll join us to explain next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau helps our organization advocate for agriculture by putting us at the table with the right individuals. I've heard a lot of times that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu when it comes to ag policy. We need people to help us make the right connections, get in front of the right people and policymakers that are affecting decisions that impact agriculture.
WFBF.com.
You should look them up.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
When it comes to custom jewelry,
get to know your Denny's jeweler.
The way Denny's works custom is based on emotions, and it's based on the clients, what they are feeling and wanting and looking for, and eventually it evolves into this piece of art. I'm Nick Denny. Come meet the entire Denny's family at Denny's Jewelers.
My folks like the prices and the
You know who tells a great story? Our Tom's Auto Center customers, like Blake, who recently gave us a 5-star review. It reads, "I appreciated the emailed estimate and text message communication about the repairs." Thanks, Blake. Schedule your appointment, tomsautocenter.com.
We'll make sure you get 5-star service.
Tom's Auto Center, we're the getter fix, getter done to get you going, guys.
Off Highway 51 in McFarland, a stone's throw from McDonald's.
You're no stranger to hard work and eating right, but your abs are more like flabs. Carbon World Health offers Emsculpt, an FDA-approved treatment for men who want to transform their physique. One session is equivalent to 20,000 crunches without the painful recovery. Melt fat, build and tone muscle, then start getting the results you're looking for. Emsculpt at Carbon World Health. Learn more at carbonworldhealth.com.
She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, on a Wednesday morning, I tell you what, I found another one that's just like me, an early riser and a busy gal that's getting ready for next week's carbon presentation. It's actually a carbon conference on Tuesday, January 31st at the Sheraton Hotel in Madison, hosted by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. Shelley Meyer is, of course, her executive director. Unearth the potential of carbon. That is the theme. And honestly, Shelley, coming fresh off our UW Ag Outlook Forum yesterday on campus, that really is a phrase that carries across a lot of agriculture. Why did you guys decide that it was time to slow down and focus on, I guess what we'd have to say is an emerging market?
It's because our members and dairy farmers from across the country have been asking tons and tons of questions. It's because of questions, and really their partners and their customers up the chain are asking them to understand carbon and to really help lower the carbon footprint for all of the agricultural sector. And this conference is designed to help us get our hands around it, regardless of where they're at on that journey, if they're already trying to sell carbon credits, or if they're wondering what the heck carbon is, or what practices are going to get them there, or even what their present carbon score is. This is a place for them to go to get some of that footing.
Now, you've been involved in this conversation for a while, Shelley, as have all of us, really. You know, the one thing I learned yesterday at the Ag Outlook Forum is there's still a lot of unknowns out there, not just the farmer questions, but kind of the industry questions, too.
There's tons of questions. You know, it's all being driven by a goal that was set that the whole food system was going to lower their carbon credits in agriculture and dairy, cut it in half by 2050. And we kind of jumped into, okay, we're going to do this. We put a stake in the sand and said, this has got to be done. But there's no information really collected out there about where we're presently at. So It's not a new topic, but it's a new topic that we don't have our hands around. And this often happens. People are asking dairy farmers to do more and more and more and more, but there's not the information gathered. So we've been really tasked with finding people that are experts in their field, if it's agronomy or if it's feeding cows or if it's accounting for the carbon, and to bring them together so that we can ask those questions.
Well, and the other thing is monetizing. I heard that loud and clear at the Ag Outlook Forum yesterday. You mentioned agriculture is being asked to do a whole lot of different things, but these are not just short-term asks. These can be long-term changes in practice, and you've got to be able to try to, at least if you want the attention of the dairy farmer or the farmer in general, you got to be able to try to figure out some monetizing on that.
Well, what is it going to take? You know, what part are we going to focus on first, and where are we going to get the greatest gain? And then the next question that comes from a lot of farmers that have been doing this for generations is, how much have we already been doing and not been getting credit for? Mm-hmm. So it's just getting our wheels under us. And we have people that are at different points. We have some farms that have grown of size and scale that have been working with some companies, and they take their manure through digesters, and they can even go all the way to compressed gas. Okay, that's great for them. And you know, are they selling those carbon credits? Then who owns them? Where are they accounted for in the chain and all that? Back to the simple question of the farmers that are maybe composting their manure or just using it in a full system as a natural fertilizer, growing their crops, their soil, what's their score? Where are they at? It's multiple dimensions.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is Shelley Meyer. She's the executive director, Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, a dairy producer herself. And we're talking about next week's Carbon Conference at the Sheraton Hotel in Madison. It runs from basically 9:30 in the morning with registration until about 4:45 in the afternoon when the conference wraps up. And it is basically your primer, if you will, on all things relative to climate smart or environmentally friendly practices that animal agriculture may be asked to be involved with if you want to sell your product to the marketplace. And that's the other thing that, like you said, Shelley, this is all about getting our arms around some of these concepts. But we're hearing that some of our major food vendors, including big box stores, this is not an option. This is going to be a mandate, some of these things.
Yeah, this is on top of everything else that we do. I mean, table stakes, to be a dairy farmer, we accept the responsibility of food safety. I mean, that's what we do. We produce food. And then on top of that, of course, we need to do it in the most humane way, every animal to be treated respectfully and to have the best life possible. On top of that, to be agronomists, to be taking care of our soils, protecting our waters. I mean, we signed up to be responsible for all of these. Now, on top of that, we're talking about carbon. And in a world that, a big world, it's not just the mm-hmm. United States, it's mm-hmm. China, it's everybody else. And our global companies are starting to, in their world, look at accounting for carbon. And they look at agriculture specifically here. We're going to hone in on dairy. But the dairy sector, our commodity product, is up to 40% of what they're accounting for in their carbon their carbon number. Mm-hmm. And now they're coming to us and saying, this is another thing that you're responsible for. It's table stakes. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have a market, if you're going to have a place to sell your milk, you've got mm-hmm. to work with the supply chain.
You and I
That's what this conference is all about.
You and I were commiserating last week or whenever we saw each other last that we get a little frustrated that pre-registration, for example, doesn't go strong on some of these conferences. And really, the point is, you must engage now. This is not yeah. something that you can just say, I'll wait until they sort it out, and then I'll get involved.
Well, and also, you want to know, these conversations are here and now. You want to know, have some baseline, and you need some information in your pocket, because people are coming to you right mm-hmm. now. You don't want to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Everybody's kind of watching out for themselves, and it all stops with the farmer. Yeah. And as farmers, we want to have this information so that, you know, the old saying that you're either have a chair at the table or you're what's for lunch.
Yep.
And we want to make sure that we are geared up with information that can help us take care of our families, our businesses, and ultimately have a place for our market.
Again, folks, like we said, the conference is next Tuesday, January 31st. Sheraton Hotel in Madison, starting at 9:30 with registration. Wrap her up about 4:45. Unearth the Potential of Carbon. The Carbon Conference, hosted by Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. Get online, pdpw.org. That's where you'll find all the details that you're looking for. You can also call them at 800-947-7379. That's 800-947-7379. Thanks for jumping on the horn with me early this morning, Shelley. Have a good Wednesday.
You too. Thank you.
Shelley Meyer. Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.